This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah. I'm just a kid from Detroit who starts scribbling. The draw of living lawless, nothing was flawless. The kid pumping rawest, slanging his harvest. You be 14 in August with whiskers like a walrus. I observe as a youth, the wrestlers and vessels is bulletproof. From drama on the streets to problems under my roof. The city ain't been the same since the block got scorched from all the riots. They say they used to sleep on their porch, at least that's what I heard. Eavesdropping on card games, sneaking to sip Miller in the era of thriller. You feel the chill up your body, how mommy tells you to get down from shots busting out the window of a Monte Carlo. They found Marlo lying dead with his Marlboro half lit. By some halfway, who lost his marbles? It wasn't retaliation. Some fiends in the alley chasing his first high. First by what he saw, and now he basing. I'm just giving you my views. That made me confused, like seeing bones with no shoes. Who's begging to buy booze? My cousin abused drugs. Grandma blew trues. Was too young to know greens can take away your blues. Or the crack, or the liquor from the lack, or the figures that being stacked. Niggas black from the back, or the trigger. They might point it at themselves when living on 12. Dreaming to get rich, scheming while demons move stealth. To think about what they drove and the way they were clothed. Have your family ever had to heat your house with the stove? Refrigerator on E, your kitchen full of mouse traps. Eating ramen noodles to someone in your house snaps. You would sneak off the block and get your mouth slapped, probably. In front of your friends, your mama plans undoubtedly. Was trying to get you out of harm's way when they set off fire alarms and firearms break on 12th Street.
What's up, people? This is TY, and I'm listening to the amazing Sarah Love, the incredible Mice Diggy, and this is FUBAR Radio, the hip hop show. Understand what's going on right now. You want to listen to hip hop? Fine. You want to listen to rap? Fine. But if you want to actually catch the vibes, you listen to Sarah Love and Mice Diggy. Yeah.
Oh, bless him.
Yeah. Bitches and bitchettes. That's exactly what you need to hear.
Yeah, serious cosign. That track we just played you, that's the sounds of Will Sessions featuring Elzai. Knowledge of 12th is the name of the track. And we have so
like
much dope. Yeah, clever, isn't it?
It's
clever. And we have so much dope music for you. But as always, we have to first thank and make him like us again, because he wasn't liking that we were putting a Y on the end of his name.
Yeah, it's actually an IE, but we won't hold him against that, you know what I mean? Road spellings, fam. Shout out to Ian Bolesworth for the last 2 hours. Do remember, you can listen back to all his show and all shows on the FUBAR Radio website, which is FUBARradio.com/shows/whatever you need, bitches and bitches.
Basically. And last week on this show, we were joined by Colin of Four Pillars. He was live in the studio. We had an amazing open mic. That was a lot of fun. So definitely hit up the website and listen back to that. And today, more good treats for you, including Live in the studio, international guest Dre Scuffs from New Jersey is going to be representing.
New Jersey, son. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know if that's how they speak in New Jersey anymore. But
I was convinced. Anyway. And also, the one and only High Plains Drifter, Jest.
Wow.
He's running here at the moment. So he's going to be live in the studio giving us all the juice on his new, brand new project. Of course, we have our regular investigation. Another crazy open mic on the way for you today, and loads of amazing new music for you, including we got to spin some of that brand new Called You Out for the people in it.
Seeing that he's going to be over here soon as well.
I know,
we're just talking about that.
Yes, and so I'm looking forward to catching that show. But first, let's play you a quick jam before we get into some very important big ups. This is myself, Sarah Love,
and myself, Myce Diggy, aka the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. Here on Fubar Radio, the hip hop show.
I was used to like you saying bitches.
Yeah, I bitches. Thought, you know, I figured like because it felt all calm and relaxed, I'd give it like, you know.
The remix! Yeah.
When it's game time, then it's game time. And I know that, and I take time, and I take mine. And I know that, when it's game time, then it's game time. And I know that, and I take time, and I take mine. And I know that, it's not a throwback, it's real. It's on Kodak, it's on film. I stay low up and I'm ill. Cause I've grown up with that feel. It's not a throwback, it's real. It's on Kodak, it's on film. I stay low up and I'm ill. Cause I've grown up with that feel. Yo, I learnt my craft from the core. From the bars to the mass to the tour. I burnt my flame to the core. Don't insert my name with them all. I'm like Raw Kim in that Dapper Dan. You want bars king, then snap a band. Stack a grand, pack the van. Bill Murray, then back to France. All the same and I know the flows. Might kill the game when I broke the code. Do-si-do and go for broke. Mighty Oak with that seed to sow. Bloke of the year, stroking the copious rear. I know you smoking the gear. Open your ear, hoping the hopeless will hear. Soaked in the ocean of fear.
Still care about lyrics. I still care about lyrics. I still care about craftsmanship and I care about spirit. I still care about lyrics. I still care about lyrics. I still care about craftsmanship and I care about spirit.
When it's game time, then it's game time. And I know that, and I take time, and I take mine. And I know that, when it's game time, then it's game time. And I know that, and I take time, and I take mine. And I know that, it's not a throwback, it's real. It's on Kodak, it's on film. I stay low up and I'm ill. Cause I've grown up with that feel. It's not a throwback, it's real. It's on Kodak, it's on film. I stay low up and I'm ill. Cause I've grown up with that feel.
Yo, we do this, you should know this. For the Judas, better roses. For the losers, for the posers. For the Zool, for the Gozers. Soy sauce with the Chris Gaiosas. In the Porsche, the Swift flyovers. Air Force or the Burgundy loafers. We the source of the best, you the jokers. I cook better and I rhyme iller. When I reach heaven, might find Dilla. Salute to Buddha, peace to Zilla. Vigo, Vandal, stay Triller. All bait, play the purple tape. Work rate, let it percolate. Sip the coffee, then work the stage. Flip them off, then I turn the page.
Don't care about lyrics. I still care about lyrics. I still care about craftsmanship and I care about spirit. I still care about lyrics. I still care about lyrics. I still care about craftsmanship and I care about spirit.
When it's game time, then it's game time. And I know that, and I take time, and I take mine. And I know that, when it's game time, then it's game time. And I know that, and I take time, and I take mine. And I know that, it's not a throwback, it's real. It's on Kodak, it's on film. I stay low up and I'm ill. Cause I've grown up with that feel. It's not a throwback, it's real. It's on Kodak, it's on film. I stay low up and I'm ill. Cause I've grown up with that feel.
I really love this shit. I really love this shit. I really put a lot of time and thought into the art that I am in. I really love this shit. I really love this shit. I really put a lot of time and thought into the art that I am in. Don't care about lyrics. You don't care about lyrics. All you care about is gimmicks. All you care about is image. I still care about lyrics. I still care about lyrics. I still care about craftsmanship and I care about spirit. They give a fuck about a gimmick. Give a fuck about an image. No fuck right now. No fuck right now.
Yeah.
Care about lyrics, fam.
Craftsmanship.
Craftsmanship.
We're not. I love that accent. Honestly, I love all accents in the UK. You know, apparently the accent in the UK changes every 25 miles.
Yeah, it feels like it changes every 25 minutes up in this mother lover. I'll tell you that, boy. No, some of these movies come out and everyone starts switching up the way they're talking. But yeah, it makes sense because, you know, as little as this country is, Jesus, man. From yeah, 20 minutes later, you're like, right, brother, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, but you know where I can get some trees though. Everybody, there's like one language everybody knows. You know, no matter what the accent is, everybody understands, boy. You just gotta go.
Yeah. The universal international sign language. That last cut, Juggernaut from Nottingham, produced by Michael Parkinson. They've just put out a project together called the Six Bricks EP.
Yep.
That track is called Game Time. He's also got Beat Butcher on there, Scorsese, Tommy Nova, Capo, Vandal Savage. It's an independent self-release and it's out right now. So yeah. Go check that out.
Go get that, bitches and bitches. Make sure you do, man, because definitely some real talent right there.
Yeah.
Coming straight out of Knots. You with me?
Get me.
You get.
And, you know, if you're a regular listener to this show, we like to set things off on a positive tip. Like, I really think... this week has been quite astounding. Well, it never ceases to amaze me, the ability of British people to turn something good into a negative. Like, it's, you know, well done, guys. It's amazing.
Wow, what do you mean?
Just the amount of Debbie Downers.
What are you talking about? You're talking about what happened. What was it last week? What was everyone fake caring about last week?
Well, you know, Beyonce, she's into the trimester. No, and we like to start things off on a positive tip here. And first of all, I think it's really important that we send a
big up
to Prince. It was Prince's birthday last week.
Oh yeah,
he would have been 59 years old. I still haven't got my head around it that he's not on this earth as Prince anymore.
Yeah, you know what? I watched a documentary about 2 weeks ago about the whole thing, and that kind of solidified it all. I think, you know, I understood a bit more. Because, you know, it just happened, didn't it? For a lot of us, it was like, what? The last thing people heard was that he tweeted, I'm okay, you know, he's on his way to hospital or something like that. But, you know, he's going to be, you'll see me at so-and-so gig or whatever. And then the next minute, it was like, right, he's died. Like, what? Why? What happened? And a lot of, when people pass away, nowadays, you find that people don't want to really release the news on why or how, unless it's something quite obvious. Do you know what I mean?
I think it's like there's just so the pace of how things move with social media. It's like you put one foot wrong and then you can find yourself in a legal situation. So this is why people tread so carefully with when they're putting out these statements and stuff, isn't it? Maybe. But I think that's testimony to me why I believe in eternal life, because Prince is never going to die. Like the legacy that he's left for us, like that music is eternal. All them hits, all the people he wrote for, like all the people he's influenced.
All those pelvic thrusts.
All those figure skater outfits that he had and everything. He's left his mark.
Yeah.
So we're so grateful. We love you. It was his birthday on June the 7th. So we always have to make sure saluted him today. And also what happened this week, it further reminded me why I don't need to watch TV shows.
I'll argue with that, but go on anyway.
I know. I live in a cave and I am missing out on great things in great Game of Thrones and stuff like that. Life-changing shit on EastEnders.
Exactly.
And
real life changing.
But you know, because you just need to watch I'm a bit of a news fiend, okay? And you just need to watch the news and you find reality is madder than fiction. You know, like the levels of madness. Yep. It was literally, get the popcorn out and watch the news over this weekend. That's how crazy this...
Wow, what happened this weekend?
Well, there was the Four Pillars party. Yeah. That was pretty special. Big up to everybody who was there as well. And
what happened there?
No, it was a lovely gathering of the hip-hop community and had a lot of fun sharing the stage with my brother from another, my Stiggy.
Mother lover. Yeah, man, that was a wicked little event there. Shout out to Q-Rock, a.k.a. Colin, Four Pillars. Shout out to everybody that made it. You know, it's a shame that DJ Supreme, as well as Star Wars, weren't able to make it. I think one of them missed the flight and the other one fell ill or something like that. But we still made something of it. Shout out to Gate Crashers,
yeah,
Philly and Dots, mm-hmm, Dre Scuffs as well as Passport Rav, who are going to be in here a bit later on. You know what I mean? We managed to hook that up. That's how we do. Right,
that's how we do. We
show
love to our community and make sure we're giving that platform for everyone to shine. Exactly. You know, and I think.
So what else happened this weekend then?
Of course, we had a snap general election 8 weeks ago. Theresa May called an unnecessary election, and that all happened since our last show. And I just want to remind people of some more Buddha bars, yeah, one of which gives me a lot of comfort in life, and that is, change is the only certainty in life.
Wait, before you go any further, what exactly changed here? Because first of all, some shout out to the girl who tried to explain to me what hung parliament meant.
Yeah,
you know, yeah, I mean, there's only a couple avenues you can go with those two words, hung parliament. It did, obviously it isn't what we thought it would be, what we were hoping for. No one got hanged.
No, it basically means Jeremy Corbyn, he's packing more heat than you are in that department. That's
not
hung
parliament.
No,
Jeremy Corbyn's well more hung than me. Jesus, man. Right, Corbyn must have been eating a lot of planting and yams when he was a kid, boy.
And no,
a lot of maca root in his juice, boy. Yeah, anyway.
Because, well, first of all, no, this is really important. I have so much love and I'm so proud and I'm moved and just serious
big up.
To all the first time voters, like all the people. I
yes.
know some big grown people yep. who told me this was the first time they voted. Shout out to Shawnee T. I convinced him to go and vote. And he proved it by filming himself voting.
Why? He filmed himself. You're not allowed to film yourself.
I know, but he managed to get around. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, because his vote might be null and void. But guess what, though? What? A lot of people popped their voting cherry on that Thursday, and it was amazing to see people so open about,
yes.
you know, all over social networks talking about the first time they've ever done this and how good it felt, how they're going to carry on doing it because they came out, you know, like, what's the word? It was almost like an enhanced human being all of a sudden.
Oh,
now they felt
nice.
Like they know what's going on now. They understand.
Baby.
I was like, bruv, you don't really understand what's going on, but it's good that you're doing this shit.
It's good that you're saying you understand.
At least, yeah, no. This is the first steps, man.
Mike said it, not me. But also another sort of quote from Buddha. Buddha says, the jug fills one drop at a time. And that was adapted by the Chinese leader Mao Zedong, where he says the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. And this is what we need to recognize. We took that step by all of you people being brave. I'm so grateful to you to go out and vote for the first time. We took that first step and we won the battle. Like, we're fighting a war. This ain't something that's just like, oh yeah, that's done. And oh God, we lost. Oh, sod it. I'm not getting involved with this anymore. I'm so proud and grateful to you all. And you must not be discouraged, because the outcome, even though the Tories won, the Conservative Party won but the outcome was fantastic.
If they won?
Because basically, what happened was with this election, Theresa May, wasn't elected as leader of as a prime minister officially, so she wanted to increase her mandate, which basically means like calling up the peeps and getting them to back you up, so then she can go forward into negotiating Brexit and say, yeah, look, I got all these people backing me up, like, you know, don't try and mess with me. But it all backfired on her. So she actually lost seats. To have a majority in parliament, you need to have 326 votes. Yeah. So a vote is a constituency in parliament. So you need to have 326 of these to have the majority. The Conservatives didn't get that. No party got that. So then the only way...
326?
Six.
Why is it 326? What's that about?
Because that's the majority. That's more than half.
Okay, then.
Yes.
Right.
And so then there's 650 seats in parliament.
Yeah, I was going to say that to you still.
So Theresa May didn't get that. And so now she has to go grovelling to this, the most conservative right-wing party in the UK, the DUP, and get them to back her up so she will have a majority in Parliament.
Yeah, isn't the DUP like some kind of UKIP business?
DUP, they are the Democratic Unionist Party in Ireland.
Northern Ireland, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They don't believe in, they fought the right to abortion. Yeah, they're climate change deniers. They don't believe in equal rights for gay people. You know, they're the most conservative political group party in this country. So to be having them
technically
holding Theresa May's head over a barrel, no one wants that. You know, and so basically what's happened in this election is we've completely shooken up everything, all the status quo. And now the effect is that Jeremy Corbyn and Labour are in a stronger gambling position. And all of this has happened only because you went out and voted.
Thank you. I did. I did do that. I knew I had some form of power. When I was walking up there, I was thinking, like, bruv, really? Should I be doing this shit? Like, I should be on road. Making some peas, you know what I mean? Like, I got more, there's more important shit going on in my little bubble that I should be dealing with. But I thought, fuck it, you know what? I just could hear Sarah Love's voice in my ear. Get up, vote. Yeah, I was like, all right, let me do this. Corbyn all the way. I tagged my name as well. Mice Diggy was here.
But poor Theresa May, I wouldn't want to be her right now. But
Now, what's going to happen then?
Right now we have a hung parliament, which means there's no individual party that has a majority. So this is what the only way to pass legislation and make things happen in parliament means. The Prime Minister, Theresa May, she's going to have to convince everyone, the Green Party, Liberal Democrats, Labour, DUP, all these different groups to agree to any of the things that she's going to put forward because she doesn't have a majority.
And put forward to who?
So, for example, if she wanted to say, oh, I want to make it illegal for bald people to vote, then you put that to Parliament and then everyone in Parliament votes on that and they agree or disagree.
They wouldn't be allowed to. Most of them in Parliament wouldn't be allowed to vote, though, because they're all bald. Even, like, there's some bald-ass women there as well.
There are some bald-headed eagles. But, so anything that happens in British law, the only way that that can be enacted is if everybody agrees in Parliament. If you don't have a majority in government, you need to convince all these other parties to back you up. And that's never going to happen.
Yeah, that's like having your whole family round for Christmas dinner, boy. There's a whole bunch of arguing. People ain't going to agree on shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to work, man.
So why this is brilliant that this has happened is because a hung parliament is so ad hoc and volatile that it's very difficult to make anything happen. And so eventually what traditionally happens after a hung parliament is typically there'll be another general election. And for the Labour Party, that's fantastic because they've got such a massive momentum happening right now. Jeremy Corbyn's one of the most talked about people in the UK, if not the most talked about people.
He's definitely someone you want to get on your album as a feature if you're trying to blow up next year.
and so this is strengthening Labour. And if there was another election, the likelihood is that Jeremy Corbyn will become Prime Minister. So basically, it's a complete catastrophe for the Conservatives right now. Theresa May has no mandate. No one's backing her up. People within her own party are turning against her. She doesn't have a majority in Parliament. She, therefore, going to speak to EU, she hasn't got no one backing her up.
So where does that leave us with this Brexit situation then?
Exactly. So this has now re-energised all the Remainers. People wanted to start calling us Ramoners and all of this business.
Flat Earthers and all that.
Shout out to Gina Miller. Is that her name? There's this one lady. This is just this one woman, just this one member of public where she took the government to court over the legalities of Brexit.
Serious?
And she won. Yeah.
And she won?
Yeah. Because what she was basically saying is it's one thing to remove us from the EU, but we are we have to answer to EU laws, so things like human rights laws and stuff like this. And you can't just change law on the population and change my status, my human rights status. That's illegal. And so she took the government to court over this, and she won.
Wow, she went deep on them, boy.
Yeah, and she's just a woman from the public. Like, she ain't nobody.
What does that mean then? What now for her? Like, she won, and so now she can...
So this was ages ago. This was like a couple months ago where that case happened. And so basically now this opens up the whole thing again. The other reason is because in this election was brilliant. UKIP, gone. They're not even in the House of Commons anymore. They were the ones who were pushing the whole Brexit. So that is...
That's crazy. What does it say about this country that... you know, the people that were pushing for it the most are now not even involved in Parliament.
Because everyone, after the hearing had happened and everyone's realising the actual ramifications of leaving the EU, everyone's like, actually, this really sucks. It's hard to see that there's anything positive out of this. Now we know that UKIP, their whole campaign was built on lies. All Boris Johnson, all of these liars, they didn't tell us truths. There is no evidence that this $350 billion per year is going to go to the NHS. So what people thought was going to happen, all those people who voted UKIP, they thought those votes were going to go back to Conservative. But what actually happened, a lot of those votes went to Labour.
Yeah, because they realised, like, you lot are some little head biting off us. Mother Love is lying to us.
Yeah. So this is fantastic because it's making everyone think about this. Jeremy Corbyn, he's got the highest profile person in the country right now, and he's talking about real socialist issues. We've not had a socialist government in this country since the 40s, a true socialist government. He's someone standing up talking about real socialism. Socialism was a dirty word in this country, and everyone was fixated on this centrist Blair kind of view of the world. And this has completely changed Parliament. We have 10 newly elected MPs from ethnic minorities, the first turban-wearing MP, the first Sikh MP, more women MPs than ever before. 207 women are now lawmakers in UK politics.
Women are always lawmakers in UK politics.
Yeah, well, we know that, don't we? There's the number of disabled MPs has doubled to 4. We have 43 openly gay MPs. UKIP completely gone. Wow. Key political figures like Nick Clegg of Liberal Democrats, Alex Salmond of the SNP, gone. The SNP vote virtually wiped out in Scotland. The Tory strongholds inconceivably turned Labour. Places like Canterbury, that has been Conservative for the last 100 years, is now Labour. So it's a completely different playing field. Now there's all questions about the status of Ireland with regards to Brexit, and in the balance of politics in terms of the Good Friday agreement and destabilising Ireland, which is really important. There's a reason why we've not had Ireland in the newspapers in the last few decades, is because in 1991 there was a Good Friday agreement reached, which meant that the British government doesn't get involved in any of the ongoings in Northern Ireland, and because of that it's been peaceful. That's why you haven't had these terrorist attacks and things, and so all of that is destabilised. Paddy Ashdown, he said, Mrs. May has no credibility at home.
No, you got to do it in his accent.
Mrs. May has no credibility at home, no bargaining power abroad. She has lost all credibility. So that's great. That's, you know.
Yeah, and that was pretty good, actually.
Jeremy Corbyn, he made history with the greatest increase in Labour votes since 1945. Diane Abbott, who people, conservatives were making jokes about her. There were conservative journalists making jokes about raping her and all of this stuff.
What?
Yep, in this last week. All the right-wing media making basically racist jokes about her and everything. She was re-elected in Hackney. Diane Abbott and Jeremy Corbyn are literally the most popular constituency MPs in the history of the United Kingdom politics. So that's massive. Akala, he made a wicked tweet. He said, the funniest part for the Tories is that rappers actually influence the outcome, and no one can deny this because of the campaigning that people like JME, Stormzy, Novelist, Loki, all these people that impacted the election. So suddenly politics realises, oh damn, we really need to listen to kids now. We need to listen to young people. And that's because you went out and you spoke, and now they need to respond. This whole thing is a disaster for the Conservatives, and it's turned our political status playing field on its head in this country. So it's fantastic. The borough of Kensington now is run by Labour, so it's now known as the People's Republic of Kensington and Chelsea. And Labour won it by 20 votes. It was just 20 votes that was in it. And so I think this is all just a reminder of how important our roles are in all of this. And it's the reminder of the truth of British people. It's that British people care. They care about their neighbours. They care about the NHS. They care about kids' future and access to education. We care. It's all reasonable, everything that Jeremy Corbyn says. And the people spoke, and that's and you know, we've had the outcome from this. It's kind of like in 8 Mile, you know, the crew tried to call the underdog MC up to battle, And they battled, and then they ended up getting humiliated.
Yeah, okay, I get what you're saying.
And they
now.
Lost all of their chips.
I totally understand it now.
So this is now the likelihood of us having another election is very high. The likelihood of Jeremy Corbyn winning that election is high. So
now
we
basically
shouldn't be discouraged.
Yeah, this is the thing I was thinking about as well, is the fact that so many people had gone so hard. Like, look, you know, we've had guests on that went that just totally flipped the script and were going out there doing their best to get everybody out there to vote. And then the next day, you know, because everybody had, like, some people were like, oh, she's won. Then they're like, he's, oh, no, it's this, it's that. But then we find out it's hung parliament and people were a bit lost. Like, okay, so what does that mean then? Where do we go from here? But the main thing is that people don't give up. Even if we'd have lost, now that we know we were so close to winning, and this is, like, definite proof of that, you know, for the next election, hopefully even more people can come out. Because I believe, did we end up finding out how many kids, did they say it was like saying like 75% more people
like,
between the age of 18 to 24
it
had
was
started
like
voting?
72% turnout of the youth vote. So people aged between 18 and 25, 72% of those who could vote turned out.
Yeah.
And that was decisive in this election. The other thing that was decisive was social media. And that was something which the...
We learned from Trump. That's one thing that we can give to Trump.
That's
like,
what
right,
I'm
bro,
saying.
That haircut is fucked up, but you... You helped me out with that shit, so I ain't gonna...
But it's true, because this is how you see the glasses half full, because people saw, well, sod it. If America's going to elect Trump, we might as well give this Corbyn dude a go. And it's also the whole
yeah,
language.
It's kind of odd when you put it like that, but yeah, it's true.
And so, and the same with Brexit. People realise, oh, damn, I want to make sure I have a say in this now. So yeah. There are positives that are coming out of this. And this is only re-energised the argument to remain in Europe. It's empowered the Labour Party and the socialist, a true socialist movement in this country. It's engaged young people in politics. It's fantastic, even though we didn't win. And all you need to do is look at the pictures of Theresa May, and she's blatantly on drugs and sleeping pills, man. Like, imagine how stressed that woman is. She can't sleep at night.
She might be a vegan and she's just not getting enough vitamin B12, because you know that shit happens. Some people look at vegans sometimes, you're like, I don't know about that heroin look, bruv. Like, I appreciate that.
The heroin look.
Yeah, some vegans do have that heroin, you know, or I don't know what it is, but you can see, like, very varicose look with the veins and that. You know, you can see green and blue. It's just me who notices that.
The very thin skin. You
yeah,
see
very
all the
thin
detail
skin,
happening
you know what
under
I mean?
The skin. So I think it's wonderful. And also a massive big up. To THTC, because their T-shirt that they made, the official Corbyn campaign T-shirt, it's like I've just been seeing them everywhere on the news, people walking in the street. That's played a massive role in it. And what's so wicked, DMC of Run, say the Corbyn T-shirt design is based on the Run DMC logo, but they just switched it to say Corbyn. And DMC of Run DMC, he we got a picture of him with the Corbyn T-shirt. He's holding it up. So DMC of Run DMC, the most important hip hop group of all time, he's co-signing it.
You gotta love that, man.
Love
that. Definitely.
THTC, they were in the Guardian when they were talking about how, you know, the unusual this whole election was and all these different things that played a role in it. So it was it's wonderful. Also, the other thing we have to remember about people power, Donald Trump's state visit is put on hold now, and that's because they don't know
who he's gonna visit. It's like, brother, who's running this country? He is. No, she is. No, we are. No, that is. Who is he going to visit?
In it. And also, they know that people are vexed. We ain't got time to have more vexation in this country. That's the last thing Theresa May needs. Yeah. And so they listened to us. We protested and they've had to deal with it. You know, so I just think there's so many positives coming out of this election. Do not be discouraged. There will be another election most likely, and you must go out and vote, because you see they heard you.
What if they link up with these Northern Irish men then?
It's already in discussion. And so that's what's so messed up, because this could destabilize everything all the peace that has happened since 1991 in Ireland, in Northern Ireland. This could destabilize all of that, because the whole point of the Good Friday Agreement is that there's no bias from the British Parliament to any individual group in Ireland. And that's how peace has been maintained.
Oh, but if these two link up, then it will cause
there's
that.
It's impossible to say that they're not biased, because Theresa May needs to make them happy, so then they back her up. And so this is why people are saying this is not safe. And also the DUP, they make no apologies, and they are aligned with a terrorist group that used to do bombings and stuff. And it's funny because all of these people, like your Katie Hopkins, the Rupert Murdoch media, who are all painting Jeremy Corbyn as a terrorist sympathiser, silence.
This reminds me of that one Game of Thrones episode. I think it was series 4. No, I'm joking.
I don't even know
with
nothing.
The Khaleesi.
You see what I mean? I know nothing about Game of Thrones because I watched the news. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, so I'm so proud of you guys and thank you so much for going to vote. But let's bring it back to a hip hop tip because there's a very important.
Big up, big up.
Because.
Mecca and the Soul Brother, the legendary album of Pete Rock and CL Smooth, is 25 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
All these albums are around the same.
I know. All things are worth noting.
In the 20s and 25s.
Because, yeah, the golden era, man. And, yeah. I mean, you had incredible... that was the follow-up to their 1991 EP, All Sold Out. The lead singer, of course, was They Reminisce Over You, which was number one in the Billboard rap song charts. There was also singles like Lots of Lovin', Straighten It Out. It really introduced Pete Rock's innovative use of the SB1200 sampler, which is just iconic in hip-hop production, and, cemented his whole trademark horn kind of sound. Oh, and it's Lizzie's birthday!
She tried to keep that on the low, man. Yeah, big up, big up.
Yes, okay, Lizzie, I got something coming up to you later on in the show.
She tried to keep that on the slow.
I know, what on earth? And, but... It's considered a classic, Mecca and the Soul Brother, the album, and it's to me, I think this song is one of the most important pieces of hip-hop music that's been released, and this record needs to go into, like, the time capsule that we send out to space to tell them how we roll on Earth.
So, Prometheus, I beg you don't drop it on me, bruv, you know what I mean? Just listen to this tune, sit back, relax, and everything will be all right.
Yeah, so, you know, we had to play you something from this, and coming up right after this, we have our first guest, as usual, stepping into the studio with his afro and everything, looking extra militant today. I'm loving
Tackle
it.
Tackle me, you know what I'm saying?
But, oh, why is that not doing that? Oh, let me go.
Because he didn't
there.
Do that.
There we go. There we go. This is Hip Hop. It's Sarah Love, my Stiggy Fever.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back 22 years ago to keep it on track. The birth of a child on the 8th of October. A toast, but my granddaddy came sober. Count all the fingers and the toes. Now I suppose you hope the little black boy grows. 18 years younger than my mama, but I rarely got beatings with the girl love drama. In single parenthood, there I stood. By the time she was 21, had another one. This one's a girl, let's name her Pam. Same father as the first, but you don't give a damn. Irresponsible, plain not thinking. Papa said chill, but the brother keep winking. Still he won't down, you would tear out your hide. On your side while the baby make a slide. But mama got wise to the game. The youngest of five kids, hun, here it is. After 10 years without no spouse, mama's getting married in the house. Listen, positive over negative, for the woman a master. Mother queen's rise in the chapter. Deja vu, tell you what I'm gonna do when they reminisce over you, my God. When I date back, I recall a man off the family tree. My right hand, Papa Doc, I see. Woo. Took me from a boy to a man, so I always had a father when my biological didn't bother. Yeah. Taking care of this, so who am I to bicker? Not a bad ticker, but I'm clocking Pop's liver. Yeah. But you can never say that as life is through. Five kids at 21, believe he got a right to.
Right.
Here we go while I check the scene with the Portuguese lover at the age of 14. The same age, front page, no fuss. But I bet you all you know they live longer than us.
Right.
Never been seen now. That's where you're wrong. But give the man a taste and he's gone. Not no sleep to a jazz tune. I can hear his head banging on the wall in the next room. I get the pillow and hope I don't wake him. For this man to cuss, hear it all in verbatim. Telling me how to raise my boy unless he's taking over. I said, Pop, maybe when you're older. We laughed all night about the hookers at the party. My old man standing yelling, good God almighty. Use your condom, take sips of the brew. When they reminisce over you, for real.
For real, baby.
I
reminisce so you never forget this. The days are way back, so many bear witness the fitness. Yeah. Take the first letter out of each word in this joint. Listen close as I prove my point. T to the R-O-Y, how did you and I meet in front of Big Lou's fighting in the street? But only you saw what took many time to see. I dedicate this to you for believing in me. Rain or shine, yes, in any weather. My grandma Pam holds the family together. My Uncle Doc's the greatest, better get the latest. If we're talking about a car, Uncle Sterling got the latest. I strive to be live cause I got no choice and run my own business like my Aunt Joyce. So Pete Rock hit me, enough respect due when they reminisce over you. Listen,
listen, just listen to the funky songs as I rock on, and that word is born to the one and only. Never be another, he was my brother. Trouble T. Roy, it's like that, y'all. And it don't stop. Rock and Steel Smooth for 92.
Happy birthday to Mecca and the Soul Brother, the classic album from Pete Rock and CL Smooth. That was They Reminisce Over You, my God. But right now.
Yeah, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? We here at FUBAR Radio's Cafe, where all of y'all are invited, bitches and bitches. That's right. And I'll be your host for this evening. This lovely smoke-filled evening. That's right. It's My Sack Hayes, ladies and gentlemen. I go by the name of My Sack Hayes. Man, when I finally come back down from there, I'ma tell all y'all mother lovers I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
Hey, I was just about to say bitch, but you know what I'm saying? I think I just say it under my breath so you can't hear the ouch. Yeah. And this week's investigation comes courtesy of, well, it comes courtesy of, really, bruv, are you really gonna go that far?
Sarah, really,
who would you say that you're? All right, I'm DJ Sarah Love. I'm the biggest fan of.
Oh, me? Yeah. You're saying, oh my God, Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, so if you could go back in time, obviously he's not here at the moment.
I'd marry him.
When you're. Oh, right. I was going to give you. I was going to give you some levels of fandom.
No,
like, how far are you the, you know, I'd camp outside the record store to buy his record the night before type fan?
Oh, yeah, I've already got all the records. Yeah, okay.
I'd camp outside his event, you know, I'd camp outside his next concert 24 hours before the show's meant to start type fan.
Well, I probably wouldn't actually do that, but yeah, that is my level of fandom for Marvin Gaye.
Yeah. See, this is what I'm talking. Okay, how about that? I'd camp outside his hotel room.
Okay, now you're turning into like really creepy.
Right
territory.
After the concert,
I don't think that would really help my campaign for him to marry me.
But you know, there are people that do that. There are people that go to that level of fandom where you're just like, wow. When does it stop? Or when do you, you know, when do you get to that point of, okay, something might be fucked up in your head? Like, I get you like their music.
God.
I get you might like them as a person, but really, like, you're going to be camping outside their toilets and shit. Do you know what I mean?
No, but that's also why you have those celebrities who have their own cleaners who go clean their hotel rooms for them, because...
Well, their own cleaners?
Yeah, because like if you're Beyonce, you don't just let the room service people clean your housekeeping, clean your room, because then they like sell your dirty used tissues and stuff like that.
And your greasy knickers and that later. Wow,
what do you think she looks greasy
snotty tissues,
in the hotel room?
Snotty tissues. Hey, can I have Beyonce snotty tissue here?
eBay that.
Fuck you, hell, boy.
Yeah, so there's people on that kind of level. No, I'm not a creepy fan.
Yeah. But
I know how to keep my distance. Oh, my God, like when I met Chuck D. And I was like, oh, my God.
Exactly.
I love you so much.
You know, and you don't want to wash your hand types, fan. You know what I mean? The level of
it
fandom.
It was a little bit like that. Yeah. But no, I managed
to. Oh, that's what it was.
I managed to act like a normal person.
Well, you know, so I just found out recently that somebody changed their middle name to Stormzy. You know, there was that much of fandom going on. You know, remember we mentioned Stormzy and Little Mix earlier? Yeah, but I mean, it made me want to beg to ask the question out there for all our listeners. Mice investigates this week. How do you know when someone is an extreme fanatic? How do you know? What level? What do you see? So to me, I was like, wow, you're changing the name. But then there are people that tattoo the shit on their body. You know, like tattoo. You know the fucked up Eminem faces you see on people's arms and that.
We're like, who is that?
Yeah. It's meant to be Eminem, but it looks like Kate Moss.
Or did you see that guy who was the hardcore Coronation Street fan and he tattooed Deirdre, like, on his chest?
Serious?
Yeah, I can't remember what part, but, like, a massive tattoo of Deirdre from Coronation Street.
Oh, okay, but then you've got people that tattoo faces and whatnot, maybe even lyrics of people, you know, but then you got people who go to the next level and change up their whole look. They want to look like, you know, like that
risk
guy,
their life.
Yeah, that Michael Jackson lookalike guy, like he got his face fixed up to look.
And that poor man who he got all that surgery to look like Kim Kardashian.
Is it?
Yeah.
You want about Caitlyn Jenner? No.
Sorry, I forgot about it. Yeah, no, she did it as well. But no, then that other dude. And then you think
he did it. You have to say he did it.
He did it, yeah.
He did it, and then he becomes the she. You're going to get us. We're going to get messed up. Like, yeah, we're going to get letters sent
here. It's more complicated than the hung parliament. But,
I don't know about that, but yeah. Got good.
No, but that poor man, because to me, plastic surgery, it's not a physical problem, it's a psychological problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
So like with dude like that, there's a switch that's gone to the obsession side where, it's gone to the point where they are literally risking their lives. I mean, I've had people who are like, you know, I've needed to sort of make it clear to them they need to chill. I appreciate all of
it? You've
the,
got friends like that?
Love.
Where they start looking at you like, do I look weird? That's when you know you've gone too far.
Sorry, I was meaning people. I'm not even going to throw the word stalking out there.
Then
it's like, okay, chill out or I'll chill you out.
Yeah, that's another level. Like when people are, when you're following that person, whoever you're a fan of, and you know, you're more or less trying to shadow them to wherever they're going, and you know, that's where it gets creepy. Like, how much, all right, you admire somebody or you look up to somebody, but how much do you need to be, you know, looking at them or staring at them or around them to show that? It's kind of strange, you know what I mean?
But I think where a lot of this the theory is in ancient times, like this happens for evolutionary reasons, because in ancient times the most successful person in the tribe or whatever, you would pay attention to them because they were successful, so the likelihood of copying what they do would increase your chances of survival and therefore the continuation of your DNA. And so this is where we have this wiring in our brain to be obsessed about celebrities and want to see what they're doing all the time and copy them. That's the theory anyway.
Yeah, but that is, all right, there's that, but then when it's like hiding in someone's shower, what I mean, and shit like that, or like cutting the hair off of their dog, see, I've got some of the hair of their dog.
I know.
You know, that's when it gets a bit like, okay, there's something more than just being a fan.
On the flip side, though, then there's things that I think is wonderful to be a fan of. Like, if it's, you know, Miles Davis or studying large professors' production skills or, you know, like the Marcus Garvey or something, you know.
That's not extreme.
No, yeah, that's just standard. Knowledge.
That's like, yeah, if you collect records, you know, there's collecting records and then there's like, I'm going to melt these records down and make a suit after them. And do you know what I mean? That's when it gets a bit like, okay.
Unhealthy.
Yeah.
Unhealthy.
Yeah, that is a bit weird. So hit us up, hiphop@foobarradio.com, or you can tweet us @foobarradio. This week, Mice Investigates. How do you know when someone is an extreme fanatic?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, like I was saying, there's that, you know, I saw something about this girl and she was really trying to look like a Barbie doll, like, you know.
Oh, that's horrific.
Yeah, have you seen that shit?
And she removed ribs from her rib cage, so
her
waist would be smaller.
Oh, I was like, how did she do that, man? That, like, it looked photoshopped, like, all the way.
Yeah.
So she removed ribs so that she
apparently
could make
it's
it.
It's quite common, yeah. That's one way to change your figure, is people removing the lower ribs in the rib cage so then they can have a more hourglass shape and stuff.
Just look weirder.
I know, but all these people, I just want to give them a hug because something's obviously going wrong in their world where they need a bit of, you know, TLC to heal them soulfully.
Yeah, psychologically, the same fucked up going on that, you know, there isn't no plastic surgery is going to help that, bruv. If you want to look like a doll, you want to look like some shit that's not even real, you're already fucked up.
But then that's what also I think black people have lived with since the beginning of the imperial era. Like, ultimately, the what is considered beautiful, the ideal of beauty is whiteness. And so black people have been trying to live up to that all this time, hence the hatred of your own hair. The hatred of, you know, wanting to use skin lightening creams, all this kind of thing.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe I digress a little bit, but sorry.
Do you think that's... I mean... I guess there's a bit of conditioning going on there, isn't it? It's like,
of course.
You're told that this is what's meant to... But then
and
they're not like, yo, I'm a fan of Massa. I want to look like Massa. Let me, you know what I mean? Like, they're not fans of their...
Yeah.
Of the slave...
And they're not fans of themselves.
Yeah.
You know?
Probably that
you
as well.
You need to love yourself. It's the greatest love of all. Have we still... Do you want to hear some Whitney today?
Yeah, yeah. See, I just want to put that out there. I had nothing to do with that. Plagiarism there.
Oh shit. Abby's typing in capitals.
Yeah. She looks serious as well. It's her birthday, so I wouldn't even.
No, this is Abby typing now.
Oh,
if you
shit,
play
Abby.
Whitney again. Oh, I like how she's just. Oh, that's Lissy. I like how she's left an open ended sentence. Like, just leave it to our imagination what the threat is.
Yeah. So anyway, as usual, I went down to the old digital pub, mate. You know what I mean? I had a couple bevvies with the lads. I asked a few guys.
Yeah.
This same question. How do you know when someone is an extreme fanatic? And shout out to Dominic Bandoni. He says, when they're standing on your doorstep like Tommy fucking Robinson did this week to some student dude and then filmed it. Does anyone
really
know about that?
Tommy Robinson, see that EDL man? Yes.
Is he?
Oh my gosh.
See, I wouldn't even know about that man there. You get me? Like, I'm not into that music.
They don't show their faces around here.
Not into EDM, you get me? Like, yeah. Man ain't really.
You need to open your mind.
Yeah.
No, but wow, I know. I did see that he was doing some madness this week, but I didn't know he was fanboying out, stalking people on their doorstep.
Yeah, see. Shout to Gleam Mac. He says, when they prioritize their belief over common sense. Something tells me, though, this
Sorry,
sense is not
Gleam
as common as...
That?
Yeah, it's Gleam. But the sense you talk, Gleam, may not be as common as you think. That's one thing I've noticed. Common sense ain't as common as it...
as it used
yeah,
to be.
As it claims to be.
Yeah.
It definitely
claims
doesn't say what it says on the tin.
Allegedly common.
Some people are just dumb as fuck. Like, you know, to the point where I'm getting road rage. I'm not even in a hurry and I've still got road rage. Just for the fact that the person in front of me is driving at 20 in a 30, but because most of London is 20 now, they think they're in a... You know what I mean? And I'm pissed. I'm like, wait, I'm getting angry. I'm not even in a hurry. Like, why am I angry at this person?
It's crazy,
but it's just because they ain't got no common sense.
the power.
So I'd get that out there.
Yeah,
so anyway.
Just, now you've got that out of the system, yeah.
Now we got that out there.
Mm.
Shout to Mike Bandoni. He says it... No. This is where they start going off. He says... it probably forms part of the diagnosis written on the clipboard that's hanging at the foot of their bed. The doctors will also probably confirm this.
What, no common sense? Or,
yeah, well, no, this is to do with...
fandom.
Yeah, being an extreme fanatic.
Yeah, no, I think maybe it's cranked up as well nowadays from having the whole magazine era and now the online era where people are literally hooked on and hanging on every word that their favourite celebrity
says.
Yeah,
it's scary. I mean, look, man, we kind of got into a little bit. I don't think it was that extreme, but when you're getting like the Little Mix fans coming at you like, right, bruv, like, why you listen to Little Mix? Like, don't start trying to get aggy with me. Don't get all rogue with me when you listen to Little Mix.
Just so
you know,
me and Mice got trolled this last week because of our words that we had about Little Mix. I wasn't meaning to
Sarah's,
be mean to Little Mix.
The craziest thing is Sarah's words were the harshest, but I was the one who got it. I think it's because of, you know, the way I was, my forehead was shining or something.
To attract that magpie effect. Yeah, so we got trolled. I wasn't meaning to be mean to Little Mix. Again, that's people where I want to be able to help them. You know, so because they're obviously fangirling out on Kim Kardashian. Anyway, let's not talk more about
they're
Little Mix.
Out,
I don't want any more trouble from the Little Mix fans.
Yeah, I want to hear the tune anyway. I'll admit, I got to hear some Little Mix. I ain't listened to them since they won whatever it is they won. You know, I bigged them up on a wrap up. I bigged them up years ago. Like, I've been down with Little Mix.
Yeah, now Stormzy just wants to ride the wave.
Yeah, yeah.
You were there from the beginning.
I'm gonna, you know, I'm looking forward to hearing the tune and seeing what it's about and seeing whether it does make sense. I'm just saying that there's a lot like this underground music and then the overground. You know what I mean? We got to work out exactly where we are with this shit. I can't listen to you 1 minute and want to kill somebody, then I listen to the next tune and you know what I mean? I want to like get lap dances from angelic beings or something. I don't know. You know what I mean? It just It confuses me. Like I'm very interested to hear what Hardcore Stormzy is going to sound like with, you know, Butterfly-esque Little Mix.
How that is going. It'll be interesting creative collaboration.
Yeah,
it'll see, be interesting. See, that's what I miss too, is like when you imagine the days of, say, Miles Davis or John Coltrane getting together, like that's you're tapping into some raw essence energy of the universe there. Is that, are we drawing comparisons between that and Little Mix and Stormzy's collaboration? I think it's going to be deep.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be deep.
I don't know if it's going to be that deep, but you know, I mean, it'll be, they can sing. Like I heard them and then I'm like, oh, okay. It's crazy that, they're like the biggest.
Who can sing.
Yeah. It's crazy that they're the, you know, but I guess that's why a lot more people listen to that style of music or watch those TV programs more than I do. You know what I mean? And I don't get invited anywhere. So it might have something to do with that. I don't know. But good luck to all you mother lovers. More importantly, though, when it comes to talent and promoting that talent, guess what we're going to start doing, DJ Sarah Love?
What's that?
We're going to start putting out these open mic sessions via a free monthly download link. That's right, bitches and bitchettes.
But let's give everybody the info on that right after. We'll hit them with a tune first. Get in touch with us at hiphop@foodbarradio.com and we're going to fill you in on these brand new open mic sessions that we have coming up for you. This is Hip Hop is Foo Bar.
You are in a deep trance, and you will fall deeper and deeper under the sway of my words.
Through the verses I spit, through the verses I spit, through the verses I spit, through the verses I spit. It's the 96 one I've scribbled this month. Burning piff guts, stinking like some fish guts. Condition my tongue like the 1-inch punch. Ribs get crushed from in front when I'm on the hunt. Come and watch the head of a deaf man nod. Make his breath glands expand till they pop. Cutting on the block like an old age slob. Claiming that he makes clocks, but they won't take cogs. Through the verses I spit, boulders roll up hills. Turn your hope and will to a smudge of roadkill. Mixing black magic with some laxative tablets. Giving maximum damage to a rapper slash actor as a track. Fake loud rappers blow their brains out. In 8 hours, rub the whole safe house. No games like the poverty in Cape Town. Nothing hypnotic, getting spaced out. Fake loud rappers blow their brains out. In 8 hours, rub the whole safe house. No games like the poverty in Cape Town. Hypnotic, bringing you to phase two. Take your quaaludes. 11-7-14, new to break loose. Slate the fool guy, walking by the poolside. Watch an all blind, pissy cripple hit the bullseye. Fuck a lullaby, black dry, blood on dotted lines. To colonize a tribe of pocket size concubine. Locking onto chopped meat and lost your hairpiece. Make you wash your bare feet in sloppy pots of hot grease. See the rat vampire snacking by the campfire. Fat man on fire, high to handstand on wire. Why your ancestor would impress their oppressor? The professor of the lecture fiesta is your molester. Dreading high blood pressure, it's a mental shakedown. MCs are face down when we breach the safe house. Mixing black magic with some laxative tablets. Giving maximum damage to a rapper slash actor as a crack. Fake loud rappers blow their brains out. In 8 hours, rub the whole safe house. No games like the poverty in Cape Town. Nothing hypnotic, getting spaced out. Fake loud rappers blow their brains out. In 8 hours, rub the whole safe house. No games like the poverty in Cape Town.
Hypnotic, hit your pressure point. I went through torture.
Deadly styles
underwater.
Hit you with some
ill
flows.
I get ill vision. I'll leave your brain stimulated.
Who flips the mic so well?
It ain't hard to tell.
I understand now why you're in this state of confusion.
I'd like to try hypnosis. Like to try hypnosis.
Why don't you lie down there? You see, during the hypnotic state, I'll be able to give you orders which will alter your behavior. This way we can curb this tendency you have to pass over the boundary between reality and fantasy. Now, try to concentrate on the metronome. Just relax. Relax.
Your eyelids are getting heavy. You can't keep your eyes open. You're getting drowsy. And drowsy. You just want to sleep.
Most people do just want to sleep, innit, and gaze. But that was Ransom Bad Bones versus I Spit. It's brand new video and single produced by DJ Fingerfood, taken from the album Hypnotic, and that is dropping on the 16th of June, which they also have a very special launch party for. It's on High Focus Records. And Ransom Bad Bones, he was also one of our very special guests on the open mic that we've had in the past. And we've decided to do something special for you with all of these fantastic open mics.
Indeed, mother lovers, that's right. We're going to give you a free monthly download of these open mics that we've been giving you since last year. So you're going to get these sessions from the Hip Hop Show. The first one we're going to release will be available on our website. That's foodbarradio.com/shows/hiphop. And it's going to be featuring mother lovers like Genesis Elijah, Sites, Chester P, Amy True, Sonny Jim, More One, Verb T, Talib Kweli, Mike Righteous, to name a few.
Yeah, so few. Definitely keep them peeled. And maybe our next guest on the show might be taking part in today's open mic.
It's crazy. I actually collabed with Sonny Jim.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, randomly, yeah.
Wow.
Introduce yourself. Who are we speaking to right now?
My name is Passport Rav, here with my bro Dre Scuffs, supporting him. You know?
I go by the name of Dre Scuffs, you know, been doing for a minute, Jersey, straight out of Jersey here, UK, London, all them good things.
New Jersey driving all the way here.
Yeah.
What's going on, man?
Yeah, man, just it's good to get away from home and do what you love to do in a different place. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's what we out here doing. You know what I'm saying? I invited Rad P with me, and we out here smashing the streets.
That's wicked, man. Yep. So you guys, we got to see you perform live at the Four Pillars event, and you've been doing some other shows as well, right, since you've been here?
Yeah, we did a couple shows. We did the Boom, what was it? Boondocks
on Thursday.
We did a show last night
at Looking Glass.
Looking Glass. So we had about three shows, and we've been getting around doing a lot of network. Did a couple of networking events and things like that.
Yeah, you've been out here before, innit?
Yeah, this is my second time. I came out here a couple of years ago. I did a Four Pillars event. I think it was 4 hours or something like that.
Yeah, I was away for that one, but I heard about it. And what you know, when you said the first time you came here, what was it like? Because obviously, for a lot of American people, when they let alone knowing that there are even black people in the UK or in London or wherever, it's like quite a culture shock, right? When you came here and found out, what was it like?
I wouldn't say it was a culture shock,
no,
because I would more so say it was like an awakening to like something what I didn't all the way expect. Because you know what we see from our side is like Mr. Bean and stuff, you feel me? And James Bond and but I kind of knew what it is, because it's black people everywhere.
Yeah,
you feel me? So plus I have some family, like I'm Caribbean descent, Jamaica, what's up? I have some family out here, so they tell me they from Brixton and that them areas like that. And I loved it when I first came out here.
What did you find were the like main differences compared to being back home?
Of course, opposite side of the road. we so trained to, like, when we about to cross the street to look that way, and they got the message on the street that say look left, and I'ma still look right, because it's like you so trained for it. So
but what's New Jersey like then?
I mean, New Jersey is so many different.
Where in New Jersey do you say you're from?
I'm in Willingboro.
Okay,
so
I
it's like it. It's like a how can I say Jersey? Explain Jersey. It's like you got different. It's like you got. It's so many different. It's not like the Seaside Heights and all that. Like you got the hood, then you got. It's segregated.
Because you hear a lot of you know, like you hear a lot of artists once they've kind of made it, and they're like, I just bought a house in Jersey.
Yeah.
But then you hear the hood side, like the you know Newark and
Camden,
you know, Trenton.
You know about Trenton.
Yeah, I've been to Trenton.
So that's my stomping grounds right there. That's like where I spent most of my childhood. And before I moved to Willingboro or whatever, but so you know.
Yeah, it's
you know what I'm saying? You know.
Because in many ways, it's like New Jersey represents the reality of America and the disparity that's in America. Because on one end, you got wealth there. The other end, it's like a war world. Zone. And it looks like a broke down war zone, you know, everyone each for their own, it's madness.
It's crazy because it's like right when you enter into a different city or a different town, everything changed. Like you got borderlines, so it could be like where I'm from, which is like all black, where I live, or whatever. And the next town might be like, you know, mostly white or something like that.
Mm.
But it's a difference, like instant difference, right when you cross.
It's
those
almost
lines.
Like you're in a different country.
Exactly. And but we all get along for the most part. And I just feel like out here it's a little more diverse.
Mm.
Yeah. Where in the UK have you been to?
Of course, I'll be saying it wrong.
Croydon. We've been to
Brixton. I've been to Brixton.
Croydon, son. Yeah.
Peckham Rye.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoy hearing Americans pronounce like English things. Yeah. Like, because you hear a lot of Americans where they'll be like Peckham.
I said it wrong.
Croydon.
Because I've been getting corrected all the time, especially with the Croydon.
But just London. I mean, have you been outside London?
Not yet.
Okay.
I've been to Bristol. Is that considered London?
No, that's outside of London.
Oh,
Bristol.
Bless you. Yeah. That's like saying San Diego. Is that New York?
Yeah, way big difference. Big difference. we pretty much got around this week though.
A bunch of areas. I actually lost track.
So Drake, how long have you been putting out music material?
I've been putting out serious, great material. You know, because before that, it's just trial and error. But I would say since 2011, when I put out, like, my first, it was considered a mixtape, but really it was basically an album. And that's called Chill Pill. That's the original Chill Pill. So that really, you know, got me kind of buzzing.
Mm.
Like, in my neighborhood and, you know, the surrounding areas, it opened the door for a lot of shows. And I was just smashing, like, you know, New York, Philly, Jersey, of course, and you know the whole tri-state area. It opened a lot of doors. It got me a fan base, especially with that's around the time blogging started getting kind of big, and we was already having like an online radio station and stuff like that. So it was a nice movement, and that really set me up for this whole independent journey I'm taking right now.
That's what I noticed as well. Like, you're heavy on the independent movement.
How
are you finding it at the moment in terms of like, you know, there's obviously the whole, you can throw out as much music as you want, but when it comes to like actually selling it and making money off of the music, how are you finding that side of things?
I mean, the way I look at it is, my first priority, of course, is the music. It has to be good. My second priority is the fans, because they the consumers. So I focus on my brand and making them, you know, getting that cult following. So like, if I want to sell something on a website, I know the Dre Scuffs fans is going to buy it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's as much as I want that big, you know, budget or whatever the case may be. It's like when you're doing it from the ground up, it's appreciated more, especially if you got love for this. So I can tell that my fans understand that and they really ride with me.
And so, you're keeping it more an organic vibe as opposed to like trying too hard to please these people, please them people. Like,
because if you look at the game right now, I feel like on the business side of things, people are scared to take a risk with like an artist like me, because they want the quick flip.
Yeah.
But then you got artists like maybe J. Cole or maybe like Kendrick or you know more hip hop that it took somebody like Dr. Dre to invest in. And but if you look at his line of artists he's been dealing with, you know, with the Eminem, 50 Cent, you know what I'm saying, Snoop Dogg, they all are legends. You know what I'm saying? Whereas you have other labels, like right now, all these new labels and that signed by under a bunch of umbrellas, they just looking for that quick little single or whatever. So I feel like if I was to go to a label, it's going to take the right person to really sign me. So what I got to say, like, I feel like I speak timeless. My message is timeless and my flow, and it got like a new school twist with it. And I feel like if I get under the right person, I'll be I'll be all over the place.
Is it kind of weird? I always find it weird that, like, you know, like what you're talking about with in terms of music, like now the labels are just looking for, you know, it was the ringtone thing. Now it's that playlist thing. It's basically like a single. Anything that can be catchy just for that moment, and get as many plays out of it as much as they can. But then as soon as, you know, J. Cole or Kendrick or, you know, like Joey Badass or someone does, you know, someone who's a bit younger, but then they seem to make traditional style music, everyone goes crazy about it. But it only seems like it's almost like only a few people are allowed to do that.
Yeah, exactly. And that's like what I'm saying.
It's really strange, man.
And that's the strange thing. And that's what I'm trying to be one of the few that can be able to do that. Because you don't really get to hear a lot of that substance on the written. I'm not all substance. You feel me? Like, I talk my shit. You feel me? Like, I'm the top bass. I'm a smooth talker. I say what I gotta say. But, you know, the overall message is what counts.
Yeah.
But I still experience all types of things in my life.
That's
so
life.
You know that
that's
all that shit gonna come out regardless.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Life. You go
like
through
some people used to say, like, yo, you talk about sex too much, or you talk about you know, other things, you know what I mean?
You can say what you want on here.
Exactly.
This is Free Bar fucking radio.
Yeah, I'll be forgetting. I'm so used to going to stations.
I can tell, man.
I got like sense of myself.
Yeah, you can say what the fuck you want on here. So as you say, you talk.
I'll be talking greasy. You feel me? Talking that shit.
But I want to hear some of your music, though. And we have a track of yours, Jazz Pimp.
Oh, all right. Y'all, that's what's up.
But what's the deal with this song? All
right, so, Jazz Pimp was a dope record because it's actually a cut, like an actual jazz song. And what I did was I was just listening to jazz. I rolled up a blunt, going through YouTube and shit like that, and it just popped up, and then I started writing. It set me in like a back in the day vibe, walking through New York City, like Mo Better Blues type shit. I was like, let me turn this shit into some rap shit. And I just talked about everything that was going on at the time, and just basically I just reflected in, but I let the world hear it from my point of view. See what I'm saying? So
should play this for the people. And then you're hanging around with us for the rest of the show, right?
Yeah, we about to light these mics on fire.
Ooh, I like this fighting talk.
And you a great DJ, by the way.
You
definitely killed.
You had me twisting, two-stepping, all types of stuff.
Oh, no, but your set was lovely too, and we want to hear more about that on the other side of this. But let's drop this for the people. We've got Dre Scuffs here in the studio.
Passport Rap.
Yeah.
And this track right now, Jazz Pimp. Let's do it. It's Fubar.
Man, I don't know, man. It's like I'm kind of sick of going to these interviews, and they asking me these dumbass questions. Like, I ain't talking about nothing in my music, man. Like, if you do your research, listen to the tape first before you ask me to come through your show, you would know, man, we can get into a real in-depth conversation. Cause I'm about something. You feel me? Top spitter, roll up the mind lifter. I got a straight face, yeah, I'm the top bass. His bops and my rhythm at a smooth pace. I'm shooting Doc Doom ratchets at my slave face. Your CD covers be a weed plate. I'm full price, you was just a tax break. You boys claim ballin', but you all fake. You talk top dollar, but you all for gays. In these times, how do you ignore reality when dealing with a U.S. tragedy? Cause these days, kids getting sprayed by cowardly hearted. Lethargic off marijuana, thinking I should kill a song. That's the type of shit I'm on. Watch me how I piss them off when I get the chicken. I'm an Afrocentric, catch me 12-gay soldier, survivor, fighting for the word. My niggas on that same curb, that'll leave them wet. R.I.P. stretched out, L.O.V. E's what we need, shit. But even if you give it, you can get touched. When P89's cock can go bust, I pray to God we all duck goose. Yo, these kids probably play, they ain't get a chance to live. They won't make it to the fifth grade. Coward-hearted devils got my face sour. Cause I can lose my daughter by the next hour. And God's chosen, they already prophesied. They said we gon' all die. I bet you I'ma strive to be the best dad. And I'ma still do it with a slight sag. These hard bottoms, they don't get enough action. I'm a hoodie boy, y'all black rude boy.
boy. I ain't going to another hood without the truly boy. Slipping, digging, burning, bitch, survivor, I'm a cool boy. Came up like you, fought just like you, robbed just like you, got school just like you. Sold to these fiends, I had kingpin dreams. Spending nights in the county, made bill, okay. But there's bigger problems happening every day. These youngins Molly Duck with them AKs. My little nigga got a GP, 7'5", he only 15, he don't got big dreams. Big dreams, big dreams, nigga dream big. I remember one day I was like you then. That willpower to succeed was embedded in me. Listen to my LPs, I'll embed it in you. I'm doing what the fuck I'm supposed to. They doing what the white man told me to. That's why I don't agree with these false leaders. I'm talking to the niggas on that shit. I'm on that Kwame, Torre, Martin Luther, FMO, Malcolm X, Eric Dyson. Add a bit of thug to that. And plenty liquor, a cigar for the night, and a dusty crack. See, cuz let me whip his Beamer back in 03. And all I did was pull up with my dick. That pussy turned automated. These girls love it when you smell like money. Chasing no good niggas till they cast me long. But when that nigga fall off, different dicks in the uterus is sucking at the school dismissing. I know about these tripe bitches. Words to my two-step. Money don't make me. I be on that coupe shit. Icy. Work, work, work is how they found me. Piss be the same positivity around me. I be a little bit of hoes. This is real nigga flow. I deserve a centerfold. Pimpers in my blood. Pussy never on the pedestal. Nothing like an actor, don't compare me to these nigga hoes. They be wearing woman clothes. I'm on the track, chuck, chuck, and how them trains go. Inserting dope lyricism through your veins so you can feel my diction in your insides. This is what the everyday people need. Motivation music from a young king. And see people listen to you, they wanna kill. See people listen to me, they wanna march. See you attract the cowards who disperse them. But I'll attract the killer with a good heart. I told you from the start, I'm about that life. That four movement only millionaire money, right? You niggas won't fight for your rights, I know. You niggas wanna stand for your own kind, but they'll stand in the line for that Jordan sign. I ain't perfect, shit, we all got flaws. I'm just realizing what's the cause of all the drama that we face day to day, and I guarantee it get worse. So me, I put the shovel in the dirt and just build. Roll up the loud if the time's right. Think about the light at the end of the tunnel that's getting brighter for me. So NJ, Jersey boy all day, jam rock blood in me. So the buns with me, and the cheese too. Shaking my head cause these rappers rocking tutus. Shit, what's new? Shit terrible, man.
Sorry, we're up here in the studio like discussing how English and American are two different languages.
Y'all, just say about y'all a little bit.
Y'all.
Yeah, we say you lot.
Say you what?
People who, you lot.
You lot.
Yeah, you lot. Like you lot.
Oh,
y'all is York. You lot.
Yeah.
In English.
And have you heard, do you know what?
I can't believe I'm trying to translate American English into English English.
Do you know what, are you taking the piss means?
I kind of put two and two together when you just said it.
Yeah.
Playing around with somebody means like you're just joking
or
pulling their tail. Pulling their tail.
Kind of. But then often Americans will be like,
you pull on the tail and piss come out.
You did the mistake. You said taking a piss. That's not it. It's taking the piss.
Taking the piss.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's kind of like taking liberties.
This one word can change the whole meaning. So, if you're taking a piss, that means you need
to find a toilet.
Yeah. Shit, I thought he was going to say bathroom.
And rubbish.
That's the other weird shit.
Rubbish.
Rubbish. That's what, yeah.
Yeah.
You say trash.
Put it in the bin.
That's garbage, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, some people, not everybody,
but I'm the bin is a trash can.
Yeah. Some people
say
that.
But that's the garbage can, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or
trash. Yeah. Trash or garbage.
We just said throw it in the garbage.
Yeah.
Throw the garbage in the garbage.
Exactly.
See, I told you, he's lazy, man. American, I get it now.
Yeah.
Okay,
anyway, man.
But tell us about that track. Like, what? How can people get a hold of that and get to hear more of your music?
You can hear that track specifically on my most recent project called Chill Pill 2. And, you know, you can find that all online, iTunes, Bandcamp, pretty much everything.
Mm-hmm.
Just type me in Spotify and it should come right up.
So how long are you in UK for now? More longer?
Tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah,
we've been here since Tuesday, and you know, a good 7 days.
So what would you go home with telling people about the UK and hip-hop in the UK?
Nothing but great things, just like I did before. Like, I have a big respect for UK, London, the artistry here. Like, even the event that we went to last night.
Mm. Which one was that?
At the Looking Glass, it was like more of a neo-soul type vibe.
Okay.
And the type of artist I am, I'm like in the middle between hard hip hop and neo soul, so I can relate to both. Because I, at the end of the day, I like a lot of my things to be smooth, and that's why I call my album Chill Pill.
Smooth, because yeah. I don't get upset. Yeah. No, but the term
you
neo.
You say that all smoothly, though. You fucked up the whole.
Sorry, I was a bit too, yeah, bit too Chuck D with it. Sorry. Yeah, no, the term neo soul kind of bugs me a bit, though.
All right, well, let's not use that no more, because I really don't know what to say for it.
You're like, I don't know what it means. Well, yeah, so
what
it?
What yeah, does why? It? What's, what should
because
it be?
Because it's the same. Because
that's not the first time I heard that.
Because it's the same issue that I have with urban music and world music. Like, when you think of the category world music, the only reason that exists is because there's some company where they need to know which desk to send that CD to. Mm-hmm. And to put Mongolian throat singing in the same category as salsa, mm-hmm. in the same category as Ethiopian music, that doesn't make mm-hmm. any sense. Yeah. And that's decredited. That's not giving us our full respect and credit.
So,
and
be
something
just
like
R&B?
Neo soul. But I mean, so, again, is, like, why is it not soul music?
Yeah,
like why did soul music need to be relabeled?
I think, but I think it's similar to like how you've got jazz, then you've got mad jazz, you know, progressive jazz. It's just a case of like people knowing that this is soul from this sort of era, like,
which is all good when we pick those names. So if we're picking what we're called, so we're calling ourselves hip hop, that's all good. But when we're being told by people who have nothing to do with our culture what our culture is called, that's when I have an issue. Hence, that's where something like world music comes from and urban music. We don't call it urban music; we called it hip hop.
Yeah. But I thought neo soul was something we came up with. Like, yeah,
that's what I'm not sure about.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure about
it. It bugs me. Up,
but we might have come up with that.
When you think of that, you think of certain artists. Like I would think of like Badu, Jill Scott, Music Soul Child. You know,
Flo,
exactly.
And then at the same time, people listen to Erykah Badu and they say you can't catch. Categorize her because you know she touches on funk, she touches on rock music, singer songwriter, she's a pop artist, you know, so that's why it's kind of easy, you know. I just think there was a certain amount of rebranding that needed to, some people felt needed to happen for it to be accepted, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But no, so it's I have, I'm not objecting to
what
you
about UK
that.
Hip-hop, do you have an issue with that?
No, because again, I think like to an extent we use that word, you know, we claim that there wasn't like anyone at One Extra who told us, okay, now you're called this kind of thing. I think it's still ultimately it's hip hop, and then it's another way of describing, you know, you've got French hip hop, there's the German hip hop scene, there's hip hop made by British people, hip hop made by French people. But I just think my issue is things like world music, people who make music that isn't in the mainstream didn't come up with that word. That categorization.
Yeah, the world is very big.
Like, so definitely,
it's ignorant.
I think world music definitely comes from, you know, like
the beast.
It's basically saying indigenous music around the world. So, like you mentioned, the throat singers, and then you mentioned salsa. You know, it's all like music that's made in a particular area from, you know, around the world. But it's probably
that doesn't
easier.
Get into the charts.
No. I think. Well, yeah, it's probably that. But I think it's probably easier to say world music and people understand, oh yeah, you might get music that's from this, you know, from the south of India, you know, where
it's just too much to explain.
Too
much to explain. This is the same issue that I have with the immense psychological effects of colonialism, because just to say Africa black, that's not, you know, there's a big difference between South African culture and Ghanaian culture. There's a big difference between the languages that you find within South Africa. Just to bottle it all into one category, that's exactly what colonizers did in Africa. And it's ignorant, and it doesn't give the correct credit to our legacy and our heritage. When you're not recognizing heritage, that's when it can be downplayed and trodden on.
That's why I was asking about the UK hip-hop thing, because I feel like all it's saying is like hip hop from the UK. There might be like a stigma attached to, you know, so it's similar if someone says backpack rap or if they say traditional hip hop. Say backpack, people go, oh,
now they
man.
Got mumble rap.
You know, there's all these, but like with world, because I know it from world music festivals, you know, playing with you know, I play with a bateria, like a Brazilian band, and then playing with a salsa band, but I get that. this is probably the easiest way to categorize it. So we do
easier for
you do
who
one,
though?
Man.
It's yeah. easier for yeah. the industry where they have they have offices that need a department to send specific things to.
No, I think it's easier
and
for them
for
to call
too, to, I think to reward people and stuff like yeah. that. It might help having categories.
But that's the thing. Yeah, so you got World Music Festival, mm-hmm. you know, sorry, World Music Awards, and then they have the categories
exactly.
within that. And then you learn in, oh, this is what world. When I heard world music, I was like, what do they mean by that? But then I was like, oh, shit, there's Ghanaian music, there's, you know, Trinidadian music, there's music from all over the place. It's probably the easiest way to umbrella it. Stuff like urban is like taking away the fact that it's black music. Which is more, I
and
think, something to be
and that's what world music does too.
No, not really, because but it's not. World music isn't just black music. It's not. There are indigenous people in
exactly.
Poland. There are indigenous people like
exactly.
you know in Antarctica.
Folk music Antarctica? In Ireland.
No, maybe not. But in the Arctic, anyway. You know what I mean? But and so you can't. They're not going to go, oh, I don't want to be down with them. Why are you putting me under the same? Nah, this is like all indigenous music. So maybe they should call it indigenous music as opposed to world music. But to me, it doesn't make that much difference.
I know, but I think if you're, when you think also there's political allegiances and there's cultural sensitivities that go along with music. So just to say, that's not important. We're just going to say anyone who's speaking on top of a piece of music, that's hip hop. We know that, but that's what happens with grime. Often you see misinformed journalists talking about grime music and they say, yeah, it's hip hop in the UK and this. But then there's no mention of people who are actually the holding down the foundation of hip hop in this country.
Yeah, I do think it's different because it's such a wider amount of, you know, music. You're going to get rumba. It's way more convenient
than
grime.
Just look at that alone, Latin America, how many different types of music you have.
Yeah.
And these have cultural identities, nationalistic identities.
Yeah, but then if you go to a Latin music festival.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You're going to get loads of different styles of Latin music, but they're not all from the same country. Is that the same thing then?
No, but what I'm saying is this category world music, it's there because it's convenient, just like the category urban music. It's convenient. And we put in convenience over recognizing heritage and legacy and our culture. I think it's more important to recognize the true history of our, you know, what our story is.
I think it's still recognized by the people that know, definitely.
Exactly.
Because even at, it's 50-50 because you as a DJ, like if somebody requests a song or like wants a certain genre, they might come up, oh, play some 90s hip hop. Mm. But that don't mean
people don't
not
come
showing
to me with requests.
they know better. They know better.
No.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Like that doesn't mean they singling out. They're not really singling out anybody. That's not saying Scarface isn't good or Wu-Tang isn't good. It's just saying
that's
I
want to
hear everything from that era. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's not what I think either. Yeah, I'm just saying it's convenient to say let's not actually go into the detail of the different kinds of music that you have indigenous to South Africa. Let's just call it world music, and that can be bunched in the same with all the other non-white stuff that doesn't make it into the charts.
I don't think it's like that. I think you're looking too deep into it because I like as in playing at those sort of festivals, it would be like a world music festival, and then there'll be a brochure breaking down where these people are from, so I've seen the info that you're talking about, but I think it's a lot harder to do that, you know, with the title of one festival. You can't. It's easier to go World Music Festival, and then okay. So where's this from? Where's that from?
Yeah.
And then you find out.
Mm-hmm.
That is convenient. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that convenience, though, because it's easier for people to understand, to comprehend.
And then when you hear the lay people speaking about rumba, but then they're just saying yes, you know, world music, and it's like, well, no, that wasn't actually rumba. That's Mozambique. You know, indigenous music. It just creates confusion and this is something that we have to tread carefully in hip hop too, because I think there's rap and there's hip hop.
That's one of my pet peeves. I hate when they call something rap or hip hop awards when it's just literally nothing but mumble rappers or rap music. Rap music, just to me, like rock music and alternative music, using a guitar, but this is two different types of music. Just because you're rapping on a beat doesn't make it hip hop.
Yeah,
we're
speaking about that last week. That it seems, you know, for one, I feel like in terms of the music industry, like so what Sarah's talking about, the people, the suits that are there labeling everything.
The gatekeepers.
For them, it's easier for them to put something under an umbrella. So as soon as someone's rapping on it, whether it be house music, You know, we know the difference between rock music, house music, reggae music. But someone's rapping on it, they're just going to say it's hip-hop music.
Hip-hop is more of a craft, you know what I'm saying? It's the culture, you know what I'm saying? It's everything attached to that. It's the DJ, it's the artist, it's the style, you know what I mean? The fashion. It's not whatever the other ones is doing, like... that's something else.
So that's what I'm saying.
That don't mean I don't respect what they do. That's just something else.
Exactly.
You know what
but
I mean?
All, everything you describe there, that it is forms the culture, our foundation of hip hop, the message as being part of a community.
Exactly.
All of that gets downplayed as soon as it becomes something is generalized. And people are ill-informed. So then they think that, you know, something which really doesn't resonate a lot of the core values of hip-hop then also gets labeled as hip-hop.
Yeah, you know, I think at a time in the history of hip-hop, I think, I'm not going to point no fingers, but I think there was a time where some of the successful artists in hip-hop had a chance to keep that gap closed between the younger generations, but they chose not to take the time to teach, you know what I'm saying? So that gap, that bridge is so wide now. You got these new rappers coming up that don't know nobody from the past. They don't know how important a DJ is. They're doing it the industry way, you know what I'm saying? The way
just
they kind of
just want to get their followers up.
You know what I'm saying?
Just
reality
just for likes. And,
exactly. Yeah, so I think we need more like of the OG rappers to just, you know, teach a little more.
And like you're saying, like miscategorizing things, you know, I have my female friends back home, back in the States, where they'll be like, I hate hip hop. All they do is degrade women and, you know, and this, that. I'm like, that's not the hip hop I know. That's rap music. You know, you're talking about the rap videos where it's just nothing but misogyny and nothing but this, you know. Don't get me wrong, that's in hip-hop too, but that's not all hip-hop is about. It's supposed to be a mixture of reality, like the news, you know.
And for
like,
the average person on the street, though, that's what they think hip-hop is.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
They're not being informed
that,
with
that
the
really
facts.
Gets under my skin, because I'm just like, that's not hip-hop. That's not what it starts. That's not what it's based on. That's not the real definition of it, you know. So I agree with you. We need to categorize and make sure we understand the culture, where it comes from, where it originated and all that.
Exactly.
We'll pay the respects. And we on the show every
week.
Well,
they're about to build that, what were you saying? That they doing a museum in Harlem,
yeah, the hip-hop
right?
museum in Harlem. They now changed Sedgwick Avenue, where hip-hop started. They're
at
Hip-Hop Boulevard, so that's a beautiful thing, acknowledging it.
Then
they're still trying to take down murals, and I heard they're trying to take down Biggie's face out of Brooklyn, and the gentrifiers. They're trying, but...
I think people managed to fight it, so it's still there.
They're trying to get that cake.
The fact that they're trying, like, it's like, the world we live in is, like, crazy.
But that's what I said last week on the show. It's not like you just achieved something. Think like democracy and then we can just get on with something else. These things need to be maintained. We can't be sloppy and sleep and just let the industry do whatever they like with hip hop. We own that shit. We created that
fame
we need to make sure the values are held up and not allow it just to be monetized by industry people who have no respect or the correct information about the heritage.
What's interesting is that you're saying they want to bring down, you know, but these are the reasons that people even want to visit Brooklyn anymore. You know what I mean? Like Biggie murals and all that sort of heritage. So it's crazy that they want to get rid of it all of a sudden now.
I mean,
everywhere is changing. I hear a lot of changes out here from, like, you know, people telling me Brixton was way different in the 90s.
I was telling you that.
A lot of people was telling me that.
It's like what you've seen in Brooklyn, how Brooklyn has changed and now it's all bougie and
it's
stuff.
Safe
now. Areas like
it's,
Bushwick where they're now
that's
trendy.
That's where I live right now.
Yeah.
You can have picnics and shit.
Brooklyn?
Sorry?
So you like Brooklyn? You rock with Brooklyn, you know?
New York is a fantastic place, but I mean, Brooklyn is not the same as what Brooklyn was in
the
90s.
No, I was just asking, you've been to Bushwick, or you've been...
Yeah, no, I spent a lot of time in Bushwick,
that's what's up. That's what's up. I've been there for about 2 years.
And a lot of time, I lived in the Bronx for a while, in Fordham area, see now that is happening in the
Bushwick
Bronx.
Bushwick is completely gentrified. The Bronx got a while to go. They got a little bit to go, but they're trying.
Dominicans ain't having it.
They're trying, The Bronx is probably going to be the last out of the boroughs to be gentrified if it even happens, but
they're clinging in there. But you guys are going to chill for the open mic with us, right?
We're
looking forward to hearing some of those live bars, and we have a whole bunch of dope rappers who are about to step through to the studio too. But let's hit you with a brand new track from More One. He was on the open mic a couple weeks back. This is FUBAR Radio, this is hip hop, this track is Wake Up Call.
wake up. It's time to wake up.
This one's the wake up call, specifically designed for you to say fuck all, stay quiet and keep your nut down, or fuck a fire in the booth, I'm setting fire to your rundown mum's house, running amok until my luck runs out, and when it does I won't be hanging about, nah, I'm not mucking about, I get the job done, I'm like the man in the crowd screaming you want some, and I'll be here in the long run, not on one, but maybe I should change my name to the odd one, and by that I meant the odd one out, cause I ain't checking when the new Drake song comes out, fun that I built bridges and I knocked some down, had to lift myself back up off the ground, life's too short to turn around, at night I crawl back under this rock I found. At times I might be stupid, but they still dig it when I do this, because I'm on that ill street blue shit, from the minute that I'm moving, causing a nuisance until the whole habitat's polluted, immune systems get crushed due to the head rush, what just appears, do with them wet buds splotting in your ears, legs up clutching with a beer, I could keep your head nodding all year, don't fear, just stay protective over what you hold near, I'm positive that I could never get the all clear, but be careful who you trust around here, next minute they'll be plotting on robbing your old dear. Let's be totally honest, we'd all be lost without green as we go through this forest. Notes in the wallet turn into big smoke. I'm treating life like it's all a big joke. I got them like, who's this guy though? UKIP, I don't. Loose lips, sink ships, take a look at my boat. I'm not amused by current affairs, so when I got the news, it caught me on unawares. I paused and thought, how can I approach this? Parasites messing with my vision as I try and focus. It's like my mind's plagued with locusts. And you know what's bugging me? Not enough for taking notice. Dropping heavier than butterbean. What's more, I'm the cure, hoping you can discover me. Until then, there's messages still pending. Try Kill Bill, I'll be plotting to kill them. Cause more one is morbid. Soar into the sky and then I fall back into this planet's orbit. I listen to the realness and talk it. Even if you didn't want the illness, I'm sure you've caught it.
Fubar Radio presents
Current Show with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
Well, Jessica Chastain is one of my favourite female actresses, definitely. Also Amy Adams. And Jennifer Connelly. I absolutely love Jennifer Connelly. I had a crush on her from when she was in Labyrinth. You should look that film up, Stacey. You're probably too young to remember Labyrinth, but she did a film called Labyrinth when I was in my teens, I think, and I used to crack them out over Jennifer Connelly, man, like massively, massively. I probably like 8 billion kids have been gone of mine because of Jennifer Connelly.
Every Friday.
Back Row and Show with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
From 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio, that last card was Moan. And we have a wealth of hungry MCs in the studio and lovely guests.
We're making
guests
their way, man, scurrying in.
Yes, yeah, scurrying in. And I did say to you at the top of the show that Jest was going to be joining us on the show, and he made it! Welcome!
I'm scurrying too.
Yeah, he scurried his way
along. I'm still with like those guys, man. I'm still scurrying.
He's still one of them guys.
I'm still scurrying. I'm out here. Like, it's changed.
UK hip hop all the way, bruv. You know what I mean?
It's lovely right, to see
MC's
you.
Come to see you too, man.
What's going on, man? I ain't seen you for a minute, bruv.
Wow, it has been a minute, but it seems like only yesterday, my G. Hey.
I know, time.
Do you know
flies.
What I mean? And in fact, you two look younger than the last time I saw you. Are you
going
back in time?
That's during the Illuminati still, you know what I mean?
Oh, is
when
that?
You got that Illuminati juice, you know?
It's not the
juice of young, you know what I mean? Tartar, raw meat.
But you know you're going to have
lots
to...
Lots of water. Lots of H2O.
It is all about the water.
I'm just getting drunk every night. That shit keeps me young, bro.
And then, yeah, you know what? The open mic guys are drinking water.
Yeah,
the open mic guys are drinking water out of wine glasses in here, I see.
That's how we roll at FUBAR Radio.
I don't know whether that's because they've got the water and they're trying to upscale it, or whether that's because you guys told them that you had some,
you know what it is,
it's a nice Cabernet Sauvignon for them.
People have been coming here getting drunk and shit, yeah,
it's
coming with all kind of like rum and coke in a can, no frills, champagne, all type of shit.
Aldi
coming in drinking that shit. But we was like, yeah, we might as well give them the glass so they feel like they're drinking something, but just pure like distilled water, so there's not even nutrients in that shit.
It's just, it's a placebo.
As soon as you get out of it, you're gonna need a piss, bro. That's all I'm saying. no minerals.
It's all about,
you know,
hydration.
I'm definitely not drinking this water in the wine glasses now.
It's
it sounds
distilled.
From
no,
what
distilled.
You just
it's
said, sounded suspect, man.
No, nah, it's mad clean. That's the point of it. There ain't, there's can nothing I, in it that will make you feel anything but full of water. That's it.
We do digress on this show.
I mean, I might start some legal issues and be like, is that Sainsbury's water? Is that Sainsbury's mineral water?
No, because we
ain't got nothing to do with that shit.
No, I've got like some ghetto water brand.
So what's going on, man? You got a new album coming?
Album, yeah, Friday. Album's dropping.
Do you know what, though?
Billy Green is dead.
I think you need to come back next week on the show, because the whole plan was that you were going to chill with us for the whole show, because we have so much to catch up on.
We're gonna chill out after the show, right?
Yeah.
But the people want to hear all the gossip, all the latest
there's no
gossip in the world of jazz.
There's no gossip. There's just the album.
When is it coming? When is it dropping?
You know me. I'm not about the gossip. I'm about the music. You know what I mean? I ain't got anything to say to people that haven't. You know, they need to hear the album. Then they'll know what's up.
We're even running out of time to play a track from the album.
No, don't worry. Let's let these guys jump in. It's just
so
to
you're gonna
pass
come,
through,
are you
show
gonna
my
come
face,
back?
Say what's up.
Are you going to come back next week?
If I could be we'll talk in a minute. I don't want to say something and then I'll leave.
She was trying to do that to you.
I'm trying to help you under pressure.
You know that my phone will blow up and it'll be like, you're meant to be here next week. And so let me find out before I put myself on blast.
Oh, come and see us.
She's clever though. She's good how she does it.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty smooth. I wouldn't even have thought of that shit. I'm the sneakiest mother lover in
here. You need a pen, baby. Take notes, man. You're in here with a weekly. You need to be taking notes regularly.
I'm taking notes on him.
So listen, we got these open micers in the building.
Yeah,
speaking of taking note,
are you going to jump on the
open
mic
too? Who have we got
here? No, let them take the shine off. No, but let these guys do their thing. You know
that
what
sounds
I mean?
Like battle talk to me.
No, that sounds like
no, that's plastic bottle versus wine glass talk right there.
See, I know when I'm outgunned.
Who we got in the building then? What's your name, sir?
My name's Sam Cottonmouth.
Sam Cottonmouth, make sure you keep that Cottonmouth close to the mic when you speak to it. What's your name?
Antibiotics.
Antibiotics.
Oh, well, that's clever.
A good one,
bro.
Yeah, man.
That's
go
clever.
On. What? You on some kind of antibiotics or what? What's the deal with that name?
Yeah,
what's your name?
Comprehend.
Comprehend.
Yeah.
Je comprends pas. That means I don't understand. Yeah. I don't. Excuse my French. I don't speak it that well, but I try my best. You know what I mean? So where are you guys hailing from? Are you a crew all together?
I'm from Devon, Exeter.
Close to the microphone.
From Exeter.
Yeah, come from Exeter.
Yeah, Byromaniacs. That's our crew, Byromaniacs.
Byromaniacs.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm liking these names, boy. You know when you think like they're gonna run out? One of these days, these kids are gonna run out of some smart shit to say. Someone comes along with Byromaniacs. I like that. Are you part of
No, I'm not part of the crew. I'm from Leicester.
You're from Leicester?
Big up LC. Fucking hell, mate.
Hey, you lot ready for this open mic shit?
Yeah, let's
look,
do this.
Look, we do apologise. You know what it is? The problem we have here with this show is there's not enough hours in the day for us. You know what I mean? We might need to extend it to a 3-hour show, just putting that out there. You know what I mean?
You know.
Whoever's listening in. But it just feels like we can't showcase as much talent as we want because we've only got 2 hours. We don't even have adverts here and it's still fucked up. That's how you know hip hop has got a lot more to do out here. Am I lying, ladies and gentlemen?
No, definitely not.
There's one lady here. I didn't get in my peripheral vision there. I messed up there. But we're going to get into this open mic. Who's the beat by?
So the beat this week is courtesy of producer André Rouleur, sorry, I don't
know. Yeah, I was going to say, because my French is way up there than that. So we got Comprehend, we got Cottonmouth, we got Antibiotics, we got Dre Scuffs, we got Rav, Passport Rav in the building. Hey, this is an international one.
And we got Jess in the building.
He might sneak in. You know what I mean? He might feel like, fuck it, man. Let me get involved.
I think he will.
Let's get into this.
A bit more pressure. But yes, let's
are
do
you
this.
Taking, I think, no, it's Mike. Did
no,
you take
she's
another
trying to do that in an Asian act. I think he will. That's who's trying to. Nah.
Right, okay, so let's alternate mics. Who's going to hit it up first? Antibiotics, you're ready to do this?
Yeah, can you hear yourself clearly?
Yeah.
Make sure you're close to the mic.
I'm sorry. Cottonmouth. Sorry, too many good names to remember.
It's that mobile dread, the heads molded into one noggin. Uncontrollable depths rolled into non-stopping chants of a thousand voices hollowed in a dark void. Drinking the devil's poison, blacks at all the noise. See, I'm always stuck for his voices I can't seem to find. Concocted by choices, paranoia's in my mind. Some embroiled with tinfoil spark. Confined to turmoil and an accent needs to grind. I take stride in my pride and I've always had a plan to scribe with both fans of the good and the grand. As I unfold, I'm told I'm cold and bad. See, I wonder if this
it is how I ended mad. Having spat a little off track, killing your magic cylinder. I'm sunk into a dungeon, my mind's a fucking prisoner. I'm liked as much as salt and pepper, or maybe vinegar. Eliminates the sinister force, then run off with a signature.
Yeah, Andy Bynum, you might as well come in off of the back of that.
Waste time with my great mind in the making, like mate, I really don't think I can make it. Quite clearly, there's not much more I can take in. Slacking, aching, my brain is it cracking? Awaken the neighbors, I shake the foundations, attacking my shirt with a stain in another state. Now I got to wait at another station. I'm casting a spell, casting creations. You're gasping for lines, I'm actually hating. Gasping for train times, shit is trying to come a bandana bandit in a first class carriage, and I managed to grab another standard ticket, and now I'm rewording it like a bit of my lip. Yo, the art's gone cold like the shit in my fridge. I've hit icebergs and they cripple my ship, and I'ma still put a flame to the tip of the split.
Yo, comprehend.
Comprehend.
You're gonna have to accept change like a homeless man. When we awaken in our brains like I know we can. We live in a forsaken age where the holy land is only written on a page, cause we're slowly damned. We spend our lives in the confines of the law, where slavery was legal and a plant that holds a cure can still be seen as evil when the bank with gold is pure. Which shows this world's unequal, they don't want our souls to soar. The stock market is fixed to benefit the rich, and there are armored pigs ready to slit your wig. But it gets darker than this, cause while you hit your spliff, there are starving kids who wish they'd never lived. It seems to me the time to rise is more than overdue, cause people have to flee their country just to eat some food. And though Theresa May is comfy, we all need the truth, because without it we're all dummies who believe the news.
And what it sound like, pass, port, rev. Yeah,
FUBAR.
Cause I'm in between young and old. Always had a grown mind, spirit of a younger soul. At the mic like, let me get a hold. Watch the tongue explode like a gun reload. At the household with 9mm and Rugers, I was trying to go to school, my older brother's a shooter. From an island where that happens on a normal day basis, shot a bullet out the window, felt the power of hatred. Now what is sacred? Now my brother's bonding this new age. Lack of leadership in our community amazes me. The enemy done plotted and planted, separated us, made sure that we would take our numbers for granted. Now who the strongest on the planet but mentality weakest? Got me wondering if the devil already defeated us in the fight of longevity. Rebels are meaningless. Watch the strategy of the media. The first movie ever made was The Birth of a Nation. That's what started all this black first white placating on both sides. Never learned this shit in no curriculum. A fool if you trust the same system with religion as cult-like. Don't you insult my intelligence. Take part of coonery, a deep beam, irrelevant. Grandma said watch the crew that you grew up with. The one you do the most for, the first ones to do you in. Real talk, rap.
Drake's getting top bass, son. That pain flow. Listen to me though, Jerz, what up?
Dre Scott, what you say, bro?
Hey, yo, I gotta get mine. A man, I'ma stand. Dre gotta get his, so mommy understand me. Know that it hurts sometimes, I ain't eating. Stains on my shirt, he ain't washed it in the bathtub. It's hard labor, got my body all sore. Bill bones ache, feet numb, and I can't afford a back rub. Yo, these girls ain't on me like they used to. Face got skinny, last time a nigga ate fast food was 5 full moons ago. Cash rules, cause this dude's time is now. Eating these fragrant fouls, the rap game consists of. Sick of the struggling BS, yes. I refuse to be the weakest link. Best describe me as outstanding. Gunning through upper class, uppercut, fuck is fast. Outshine the niggas whose last rhyme was sicker than my first, but worse than my verse. 10-9-8, spitting on cassette tapes, have faith. You lack hearts pumping out my chest, homie. Stress got me feeling like a convict killer. Add milk, I'm a cereal nigga. Mood swings feeling like I'm on a period, nigga. Looking niggas in their face, sensing fear in these niggas. The fear of you niggas is not me. Count me in. Shift started 3 summers ago, and I'm still grinding. Had to take a couple breaks. It was bad timing. You live and you learn. You live and get burned. I'm stuck with this German. Nope, not an STD. I'm talking hard work maniac. Times I feel I'm gonna die trying. Shit, at least I won't die lying. Or die hopeless, helpless, and selfish. Weight on my back, sort of feeling like a shellfish. I'ma die with a burner by my pelvis. Bullet in the and a bullet in my pelvis, huh? But I had to play the cards I was dealt with, so I switched it up. Homie, fuck the tux, but life is rough. I stare it in the face, so what? I'ma make sure I live, days deluxe. Nut on butts, relieve stress, weed too puff. She will suck, a pro, yes, her knees is rough. I get cuddle with women, see me streaming down their face, yo. I beat my dick before I spend on it, bitch, shit. I'm 25, I'm doing this, I gotta get mine, yo.
Oh, we we got Jess in the studio. It's the open mic, it's Food Bar Radio. Let's do it.
Emotional content, ride on a new wave or sail on an ocean of concepts. Beaming aboard flying saucers, my art form is the multicolored carriages of iron horses. Crawl on thought clouds and speech bubbles, my words burst out the frame with these brass knuckles. Large bundles of cash for the masterpiece, so I keep it under my hat when they ask the fee. Really can't speak mustache, Andy Warhol wig, Salvador Dali mustache. I got Sally in the Mustang, safe on the wall, hidden behind where the Edvard Munch hang. And it's the first of the month, man, the way I'm shining, you can stand in my shadow and catch a suntan. I should be in Hollywood, fam, where Ice Cube is. That art form talk is square, yeah, Cubist.
I'm shouting my loudest with a voice that's never heard. Noises coming out forever, searching for the words at the Battle of Bosworth, like King Richard III, following orders that even a monkey can learn. Condemned to a trench, wrench with venomous trends, tremendous endless ends, and also venomous friends. Learning errors of ways with endeavors to pen, shake the ground, even got the dead tremors defense. See, I'm trapped in a chasm, a dark cellar for days. Walk into heaven just to see the error in my ways. Warping the darkest paths that I'm trying to escape. Fed hardships on a plate. Now I'm trapped up in the chain, staring gaze from the snake that I see in myself. When I'm trapping hell, I got a lot of stuff under my belt. Got a lot to say, but I put the stealth on my wealth. I'm an angry guy, but I wanna dive right in and help.
There are my corruption, spineless combustion. I hear the storm, I see the eye of the substance. I see destruction, block building construction. I want a working car that functions with sick brakes, air intake induction. 6-page instructions on every time I break down, deducting assumptions. I jump to the junctions, chords erupting, stinking attitude, pungent disruptions. Cross chapter, I run trees at the velocity of a colossal velociraptor. Tainted image, painted as a body snatcher. You sit and hatch a cold. I sit and catch a plan, we feel trapped. Like they captured mankind and they keep acting like the actions are fine. Reaction, smashing an irrational mind. Now I've said I'm tired for the very last time.
Woo!
Comprehend, current state of affairs out August, check it.
Yeah.
We stuck beneath these eyes that are constantly watching. It's like the sheep don't recognise that the TV is shocking, because they don't want us free, they're wanting us shopping. So you just be a good consumer and go fill up your stocking. Rupert Murdoch, who's the leader of Fox, needs to be the first man locked up from him feeding us plots. He's always broadcasting the lies that didn't need to be watched. Made you think the war was wise, but now you're grieving a loss. Yeah, this guy is also doing damage at home. The news of the world and the sun, of course, are massively known. This twat's on a throne while little kids get dashed from their homes, because they have no parents who can help with stacking the dough. Yeah, the NSA are the ones who are always spying. You don't give away your info, but it's yours, they could be buying. They tap into your phone to make sure you're complying, and they monitor your tone so they will know when you were lying. Theresa May and Donald Trump have paved the way for other cunts to make a change towards a joint. They take our pay and cut our funds. But enough is enough. None of these corrupt politicians ever gave us two fucks. I hate this time of year because of all the mindless buying. I also hate it for the fact my mum deserves an island. I can't afford to pay for crap, I need to find some guidance. But still you see me laying back, you know my mind's on science. The law of attraction is all you need. Then life should be much greater, but there is no guarantees. Just try and be the maker of your positivity, and then maybe when it's later you'll be living all your dreams.
UK, what up? Yeah, London. London, what up? Jersey, back in the days we were stitching for the Mitchell and Ness. I'd say anything to get me some sex, but nowadays they say I dick him the best. Plus my crib fly like the fucking Wicked Witch of the West. We ain't in Kansas no more, so how I'm doing damage? Open my mouth, I ruin chances of you rapping proudly. And what is this, velvet? I want my dick sucks. He said I'm spoiled and I'm selfish, and cut that bitch off faster than Con Ed. If you ain't giving bomb head, don't even twist your lips. This ain't no wife is shit, spiteful asshole on a blatant tip. I never ever wifed a girl that says she's looking for a relationship. Princess Amunda, hopping out the Sprinter. Fans run down on me like, oh my goodness. VA niggas used to call me Rexmaster. Now I'm hopping in and out the car service for the check faster. Don't bother giving jewels to a fool. He probably turned the words against you, use it into different uses. Probably pawn shop the precious gems that I give him. I'm trying to own shit. They got the rental mental. Stunting out on Collins. My talent had me pushing a former with Lola mileage. You better call your stylist. This the type of fly shit you couldn't palate. I'm eating Japanese noodles with flavors you couldn't palate. Niggas ain't spitting, plus the flavor is gone. Chest hairs out like I'm Razor Ramon. And if you ain't spitting, what you chasing it for? Said the passport stamped up, it'll save for the score, nigga. Passport. Dre Scuffs, what up, Jersey?
Let me talk, yo. Sick of the bullshit. The truth is, this be the true shit. The proof is, me in the booth is a veteran, all shit. The all-star menace with these bars. If crack kills, what about these pills? I'm popping the spaz out. And real me, tell what this freestyle about. Word of mouth, niggas so hot. Up in here, London town. We get down, DJ Sarah Love. My nigga, say your name one more
my
time.
Stinky.
Yeah. I'm in the zone, though. Little hot, though. Word flow, though. Huh? You already know, though.
It's the FUBAR Radio open mic. Mics are getting burnt up right about now.
Yo, my mind's framed like a lace that's been worn in. These shoes I've been walked in, torn and distorted. My world's contour, I should have been aborted. Before you judge, just think if you could run this gauntlet. See, I just swarm in until you're conforming. Not me, I'm a one-man army. Drop you like a SWAT team. I'm the type to snipe, don't need anyone to spot me. Fuck a pitbull's jaws when I bite down a lot of teeth. Try fucking stop me, I'm a rolling steam train. You talk a lot of hot air while I'm breathing methane. I've seen strains upon reaching these planes. Can't see straight, world so cold, start to freeze brains. Change these lanes, drop a gear, go full throttle. I'm a lightning bolt, turning you into a fossil. In modern conflicts, even the colossal can topple. I'm a convict, turning into Satan's apostle.
Oh, I messed up. Let me get it for where I'm on time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am invested, so havoc and spit disasters out of mess of these various propagandas. I'm gifted, you know. These words are sacred, so many them trying to confiscate it, erase it. They lyrics admire, they like you, how we make it. I want to be categorized as a classical rapper. Yo, I'm after not only the first, but the last of the chapters. God fiend, yeah, I know he's there, but I hold a him and certain niggas, they don't even give a half a kid. Let me shit, been through it all. Lights on, lights off, the water off, so I'm singing this song, cause life ain't long, it's what you make it. So don't mistake it, I'm an issue, I'm more than official. Gifted with this pen, I'm a missile. Missile, yeah, I said that I am. With that thought of mine, you must live some nigga in the war, that's why we miss you. A shout out to my cousin and niggas in the hood, early age, underage, messing with them gun shells. Cause life is hell, basically. I don't know where it's taking me, but hopefully Dre gon' be the next king. Scuff top bass.
Yo, comprehend, yo.
What are you saying, bro?
I wanna travel cause I've had a taste of that life, but it's been years and I cannot save the cash right. Now I feel fear and I think it's from the last time, cause the failure sears in the memories of my trapped mind. I love to rap and it's something I'm focused on, although I still think I'm crap even when others say I'm wrong. That's me attacking the only place I belong, but I refuse to take a backseat till they're playing all my songs. I feel bad about my size, but it won't change. I guess it's cause of getting high back in those days, or maybe drinking on the sly made my growth strange. I think I'm sinking deep in side, but it's okay. Working this 9-to-5 life's got me twisted. I'm empty inside cause I struggle to find a missus. I've come to realise it's cause of how this kid is. I still can't turn it off at night like a shit switch. Right. Comprehend, yeah, big up everyone inside.
Right, that was sick. The open mic, that was
like, fuck that shit,
oh,
man.
You are?
You can't come up here and drop them sort of bars and we leave you to walk home. Sarah Love, you gotta take it out on a date. You know what I mean? When he's
Frank came up on radio with them bars.
No. Hey, thank you to everybody who got involved in this open mic, man. We really appreciate
that was
you,
mother lovers. Shout out to everyone who gave a fuck.
Shouts out. We have Cottonmouth
here.
Big
up,
Cottonmouth.
Big
up, Ty Rocky. Passport, Rav. Our homeboy, Andy Byer, is comprehend. Jess, come forward.
Yes, man.
Jess, come forward. Thank you so much for coming through the show.
I'll be back.
Because we want to do a whole special about the album. It's been so long. We've been waiting for this goodness. And we love the record. We played it for the first time last week on the show, 44th Floor. It's out right now, right?
Running out of time right now, so we've got to get out of here.
No, but what's the important things to tell everybody? What are the links to share? Dre Scuffs, what's the links?
How do you get out of here?
I'm going to keep it quick because I know y'all pressed for time, but Dre Scuffs, D-R-E-S-K, not no C. I be hating when motherfuckers put a C. That shit just hurt me. D-R-E-S-K-U-F-F-S. All on everything. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Google.
Wunderbar.
Passport Rav, how we get hold of you?
Everything at Passport Rav, Passport R-A-V. My brand is B-Fly Stay Hungry. You could go to BFlyStayHungry.com. Get all my music, Apple Tunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, all that. Thanks for having us.
Cottonmouth, help me out.
Search out Cottonmouth OG on SoundCloud and Biromaniacs on Facebook. It's easy as that.
Just the fire, right?
It's Antibiotics on YouTube and SoundCloud at the moment.
All right.
Yeah, Comprehend Official on YouTube, Comprehend Official Instagram, Comprehend 101 on Twitter, Comprehend Official on Facebook, and comprehend.bandcamp.com. I think that's all of them.
Just the far right. People know how to get on just in case.
No, but they're going to get more from
you. Yeah, just official Why Not Productions. That's the socials. Billy Green is dead. It's dropping Friday. That's all I need to...
So what, is it you on the social? Everyone wants to know. Is it you social networking?
Why Not? Yeah, Why Not obviously is the label. I've got my own one. I'm not really that... I mean, I don't put anything personal out there. I'm just, if I'm working, I'm telling people what I'm doing.
Yeah, but people don't believe it's you. That's why I was...
No, it's just... You know, just official is just official. It's official.
We're going to get the whole lowdown on this when you come back next week through to the show. We're going to do the whole show.
Come like at 4 o'clock so we can get you on. And we'll do the whole show.
You know, I did it deliberately so I'd get to be on two shows and plug the album twice, right?
You know how many people have done that?
But thank you so much, everyone, for coming through. That was very, very dope. If you missed any of that, hit up foodbarradio.com/shows/hiphop. Get in touch with us on the email. We've got the whole gig guide up there. Remember to check out the open mic sessions special download. Brand new. Up next on Food Bar, you've got Pain and Sylvester. But before we go, we got to say a very happy birthday to Lissy, who sat on the phone.
Shout out to Lissy Day.
Happy birthday.
Shout out to Mama Day and Papa Day. You know what I mean? Making this pleasant day of ours. Lissy's always been helping us out. She's trying to go on like she's not listening right now.
Yeah, we are still on there.
Yeah.
But thank you very much, guys.
And you lot tune in next week to find out how the date went with Comprehend DJ Sarah Love. They're going to Shilly's next door.
Is this because they're bringing Blind Date back and you got inspired?
They're bringing Blind Date back.
I swear though.
Wow. We might have to get involved, Lissy. Yeah, that was for you right there.
Happy birthday, Lissy.
Anyone who takes a
fan. Could fit more perfectly than to have a world party on the day you came to be.